But first up today, we're talking gas, and meetings between French, German, Russian and Ukrainian diplomats have failed to resolve escalating tension as troops mass on the border between Russia and Ukraine. The four countries did, however, agree on a ceasefire ahead of a second round of talks in 2 weeks. Australia is now considering how to supply liquefied natural gas to Europe if Russia cuts off supply, Dale Drinkwater reports.
Europe is in the depths of its winter, where temperatures hover between freezing and below freezing. Now, more than ever, people need their power supply to stay warm. But amid growing tensions between Ukraine and Russia, the US and UK fear that power supply could be at risk. Here's British leader Boris Johnson.
That's why we're working together with President Biden, with other colleagues, to see what we can do to increase the supply of gas, both to Europe and, of course, to this country as well.
Around 3% of the UK's gas comes from Russia, which Boris Johnson says puts them in a better position to resist what he calls
the Russian gas blackmail.
But Germany's in a tougher position. More than a third of its gas supply comes from Russia's pipelines. US officials say Russia has already restricted the flow of natural gas by half through Ukraine's pipelines to Europe. It comes amid fears from the international community that Russia will invade the Eastern European country. Michael Pulsch is the European Union's ambassador to Australia.
It is a threat not only to a country, a sovereign country like Ukraine, but also to the international community as such and to the established rules-based orders that we've given us.
A worried Germany has since been part of attempts to de-escalate tensions between Russia and Ukraine. But a meeting between Germany, Russia, Ukraine and France yesterday failed to reach any settlement around conflict in eastern Ukraine. It did land on a ceasefire, though, to hold out until the next meeting between the countries in another 2 weeks. Australian Resources Minister Keith Pitt has welcomed that news.
And once again, we would call on them to de-escalate tensions in the region. But clearly there's been an impact on gas prices around the world and on oil prices, I have to say. Oil's at about $90 a barrel. That's the highest it's been for about 8 years.
Australia, the United States and Qatar supply around half of the world's shipped liquid natural gas. Keith Pitt says if needed, Australia will step up without impacting current gas contracts.
Now, we don't have any formal requests, but you know, clearly we do stand ready to stand with our friends and allies when they have a shortfall, and of course we'll have to do that out of uncontracted gas.
The Grattan Institute's Energy Program Director, Tony Wood, says to a lesser extent that's already been happening.
Some Australian gas has already been used to help supplement the problem at the moment, but of course it could get worse if the situation in the Ukraine gets worse.
With high gas prices in Europe, it could be an opportunity for Australian gas suppliers to export into the market. But there's also no certainty around how it would work if it were to expand.
Now, of course, it doesn't mean that Australia actually supplies its gas to Europe. Australia's a long way from Europe. It could mean that gas that otherwise might go to Asia is diverted to Europe and then Australian gas replaces that gas in Asia.
Whether any of this will be necessary might be clearer after a meeting between France's Emmanuel Macron and Russia's Vladimir Putin tomorrow. But Tony Wood thinks Russia might think carefully about whether or not to cut gas.
It would not necessarily be in Russia's best interest to cut gas because they're a country that depends upon things like oil and gas for a huge amount of its import of its income. So it wouldn't do that.
That's the Grattan Institute's Tony Wood ending that report from Dale Drinkwater.